To find out what health care measures work best and help control costs, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services keeps track of a lot of hospital data. Over 120 hospitals in Wisconsin submit quality measures. And for the first time, the rates of outpatient procedures like MRIs, CT scans, and mammograms are now available. Rich Omdenstock is president of the American Hospital Association. He acknowledges too many tests can be costly and give excess radiation. On the other hand, additional tests may be needed.
There's still more for us to learn. These are frequency measures, and we want to be sure that we learn from them as to what the right number of follow-up images might be, and that is still an evolving science.
There's also updated data on 30-day death rates for heart attack. Nationally, that rate has continued to decline and is now at 16.2%. The chief medical officer for Medicaid Services, Barry Stroib, speculates intense focus on heart attack care has led to more people surviving.
Hospitals have put a lot of effort into developing rapid interventions with angioplasty or bypass surgery. We're seeing the results of those intense efforts.
However, 30-day death rates for heart failure nationally held steady, as did readmission rates for pneumonia. Reducing readmissions has been cited by policymakers and the Obama administration as a way to improve health quality while lowering costs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.